From classical music, we turn up the volume a few notches and look at a phenomenon picking up steam around the country, children's rock camps. Over the past few years, we've seen these spring up here in Wisconsin, and the one in Madison focuses specifically on teaching girls how to rock out. Just heard some of those campers singing the Girls Rock Camp theme song in the program's studio. Joining us now to tell us more about Girls Rock Camp, we have Beth Killey, music director at Girls Rock Camp Madison. Beth, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, tell us how this came about, the idea behind these kids' rock camps and the Girls Rock Camp in particular.
Yes. Well, Girls Rock Camps exist all over the country. In fact, all over the world now. But there was a parent who approached me several years back who wanted to get his daughter into a Girls Rock Camp in Chicago and kept getting put on the waiting list. And he said, you should start up a camp like this here in Madison. And I said, oh, that sounds like a great idea. So partnered up with Hallie Paulet, who is now our executive director. Mm-hmm. And she was actually trying to get one started too, because she had been trying to get her daughter into the Chicago camp and wasn't able to, and thought, well, I'll just start one up myself. So we worked together and got the first one off the ground here in Madison in 2010. We had 32 girls at that camp.
Wow.
And it has blown up over the last 7 years. Well, this will be our seventh summer that we're doing the camps. So we'll have about 150 girls coming through three different sessions this summer. And it's just been a blast.
What's the age range?
The campers are ages 8 to 18, and they don't have any musical experience when they show up. We provide all the instruments. We teach them how to play either bass, drums, guitar, keyboard, vocals. We have some violin students as well, but they have to provide their own instrument. We're not quite at the point where we provide violins, but yeah, we teach them how to play it. We help them write a song under the direction of women like myself who are on the music scene who perform in bands, and then they perform at the end of the week in front of hundreds of screaming fans.
Yeah, talk us through a day at Girls Rock Camp.
Yeah, well, it's jam-packed. It's a lot of noise and a lot of fun. They come in. We always start out with some sort of energizers where they get to know each other. And really, you know, our mission with this camp is to empower the girls. So, like, there's always something that we talk about in the morning about, you know, backing each other up and helping to build up one another in this difficult situation of just trying to play an instrument that you just learned or creating a song with people you just met. So every morning starts out with some sort of icebreaker and empowering message. Then they go to instrument instruction, and then we usually have some sort of a recess break in the middle of the day, let them get their jitters out. Mm-hmm. And then over lunchtime, there's always a female, one of the women from camp brings their band to perform for their girls. For the girls at camp. And then after lunch, they go to band rehearsal. And then we often have some sort of a quiet time. We actually have introduced some mindfulness and meditation type stuff into the chaos and the loudness of the day. And sometimes we have little arts projects they get to do or things like writing letters to themselves. And then we sing the camp song at the end of every day like that you just heard at the beginning of the segment. Mm-hmm. And then we come back and do it again the next day.
We mentioned the empowerment side of this. Do you see, you know, from one kid at the beginning of a week to the end of the week, their confidence grow?
Absolutely. It's amazing. There's countless stories of girls who've come in, you know, with complete stage fright and then gotten up on stage on that Sunday showcase and, you know, dropped to their knees and ripped out a bass solo. I mean, it blows my mind to see the transformation in some of these kids. Now, some of them come in as complete divas and rock stars already. You know, they're like, I belong on the stage. And I love that to see those kids. But it's even more gratifying to see those kids that just blossom.
Talking to Beth Killey with Girls Rock Camp Madison about an effort to teach girls the rock and roll instruments and get them up on stage and performing. So what are those performances like, the showcases at the end of the week?
They're just amazing to me. I think I pretty much cry at every
Aww,
showcase because there's some kid that does something that just blows my mind. And, you know, it's really, again, about the empowerment piece. If, you know, if you can pick up an instrument on Monday and then 8 days later stand up on a stage and play it in front of a huge crowd full of people, that's a really empowering thing to see. So there's always, well, this next camp will have 10 bands at each camp. We usually have 9 bands, but we expanded the summer because we had so many kids on the waiting list. But yeah, so 9 bands perform the song that they just wrote. And, you know, the crowd is all there, just completely behind them. It's a lot of moms and dads and brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and family and friends out in the crowd. And they just shower those girls with unconditional love, and that's what it's all about.
Do you hear from the girls after camp is over that yeah, they started at camp and they're still playing?
Yes, absolutely. I know several of them have gone on to record their own records. They're continuing to write their songs. They're performing shows. You know, Facebook is a wonderful thing. A lot of them keep up with on Facebook and see them posting their pictures of them playing and hearing about the stuff that they're doing musically. It's really, really rewarding to see that.
Are you in touch with other similar camps around the state and beyond?
Around the state, there's only one other camp in the state that I'm aware of at this time, and that's the Milwaukee camp. Mm-hmm. Although there's a gal by the name of Kelly Jackson who's starting an Indigenous Girls Rock camp this summer, which is very exciting. But yes, every year there's a conference that takes place where you know, people around the country who are running camps like the one we're running here in Madison get together and share ideas.
It sounds like this is a, you know, kind of a punk rock do-it-yourself kind of thing. You
really?
Were one of a couple people who said, let's do this camp, and,
yes.
and you did it. So if someone else is out there in another part of the state and says, yeah, we need this too, what advice would you give them?
Give me a call. I mean, we are all about getting this to any girl who wants to participate. And, you know, they can go to girlsrockmadison.org. And see what we're doing, and we would be happy to share any wisdom that we've learned over the years to help them get this off the ground, because I think all girls deserve to rock.
Now, you're a musician for yourself. What do you get out of this? What are you taking home from camp each summer?
Well, you know, I've kind of gotten past the point where I'm you know, thinking I'm going to dominate the world as a musician on my own, but to leave a legacy is really important to me. And, you know, not only have I helped, you know, worked with these girls and seen what they can do and been empowered by that myself. It's really inspiring to see what they come up with, but also all the women that work for camp. We employ over 50 people over the course of the summer in many different capacities, but a lot of them are musicians themselves, and just the sisterhood that has risen up in the Madison and surrounding area and the music scene amongst the women who perform here is really incredible to see.
And Beth, I got to ask before I let you go, is there one most popular instrument that all the girls want to play, at least at the outset?
Well, a lot of them want to sing. I think maybe they're a little intimidated by picking up an instrument, but we do allow them to sample different instruments, and a lot of times they'll come back and they think a lot of them want to be drummers the next year. So drums are very popular. A lot of guitar players, a lot of keyboard players. Bass is slowly building momentum, though, too.
Well, bass is one of the best. I say, let the girls know I said bass is awesome.
I think bass has only got four strings.
It's one of those instruments I still want to learn, but I'm not very good at. Well, Beth, thank you so much for telling us about that.
Yes, thanks for having me.
I've been talking to Beth Killey, music director at Girls Rock Camp Madison. Coming up after the news, we'll look at the ongoing political fight over closing Guantanamo Bay, the detention facility there, and we'll hear about a Wisconsin National Guard unit that's getting ready to deploy there. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time.